Orphanage. Shalom, everybody. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, the parasha of this week in the Torah, which is very much important to know, because the real time is the time of Torah. Why? Because the Torah is out of the frame of time. That means Hayah Ve'yeh, was, is, will be. That means above time. And came from the world called no time. So therefore it dictates what time is. The real time is. We have a time that we calculate to the best of our knowledge through the movement of the sun. Depending what, which location in the world we are, we make our own time. The time Los Angeles, New York is different. So anything changes in the world of change is not the truth. So therefore, this time is not the truth. That's a very simple logic. There is a time that never changes and precisely dictates the energy of that time. That's why we go, the Jewish calendar goes not only with the movement of the sun, not only with the movement of the moon, and the sun represents my consciousness, and the moon, my sensation, my emotions. We go with two energies, movement of the sun and the moon together. And on top of it, we adjust according to Torah. That's why sometimes we read two parashiyot in one Shabbat. Sometimes one. We divide it only to go by the time of the Torah. Torah gives us what is the energy of that week. The energy of next week that you're going to live with is energy of Pinchas. I do not believe that everybody knows the story of Pinchas, but Pinchas was a son, not Kohen. He was the son of Eleazar, whom in return was the son of Aharon, and Aharon became Hod, became the energy of a splendor, Tamim, Shlemut, completeness. And the Torah starts by saying, Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe Lemor, God talked to Moshe and said, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aharon HaKohen. He gives exactly where is the source of energy of Pinchas. He was not Kohen. God did not make him a Kohen. However, because literally he gave up his life for sake of truth, for sake of Emet, because he did and went the way of God, but not so simply that I say. We will learn more in depth what it means. God not only made him a Kohen, that means literally changed his nature, add a chromosome to it, because we know that right now a Kohen has a chromosome that Israel and Levi doesn't have. Literally changed his nature and made him a Kohen and made a Brit with him. And we know that from Pinchas, because of the act of Pinchas, because of his attitude, that we will understand today, God not only made him complete, Pinchas became Eliyahu Hanavi. Pinchas became Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the energy that is able to leave, have two clothes. A clothes that can appear as me and you in this world, and have a clothes of living in heaven and Shammayim. He's able to go above and below. He has the two worlds, above and below. Now, for the sake of the people that I see new faces here, which I'm very happy to see, and some people might not know what is the frame of the discussion here, which is astrology, but this astrology is from the eye of Torah. It's a Kabbalistic, as far as the Torah is concerned. And we want really to understand the energies, because every name that comes in Torah is an energy within you and me. By recognizing and understanding those energy, I really go and seek myself and I understand myself from within, not from without. By knowing myself from within, I can appropriately understand how I should act and not react. We came to Taros, and prior coming to Taros, we slightly understood what Eris is. And I want just to bring you emotionally, consciously to where we are right now. And to make the transition into sign of Teumim, the twins, the duality, the months that God gave the Torah to nation of Israel. Eris, we said, is an impulse. It's a new beginning. You literally, that impulse, you are not in control the way that you are not in control of your thought. The thought that hits you and me are different. And the reason that I cannot control the thought, tell them what thought to come, what not to come, stop it or let it continue, all again retracted, comes from a world totally out of this world, called the world of Emunah, faith. The reason that you and me cannot control the beginning of this thought, the seed of this thought, because I'm not familiar how to penetrate the world called faith, Emunah. When I connect to this truly energy called faith, but not faith that we see today in the world, in name of faith, we kill, we steal, we rape. That's not God. That's a man-made God. And there are many of them. There is only one God and one God of truth. And when I connect the energy force of this God, I'm connected to Emunah. It's not that easy. Every one of us loosely use the word have faith. But the first exam, we fail. When it comes to the point that I have to exercise that faith and believe in the word of God, what God tells me to do, how to behave, how to run my life, I fail. I go toward this Ahavat Atzmi, the love of, for myself. I go to submit to Yetzer Hara. It's called the Nefesh Behema, that animal part, the natural part of me, which is a gift that God has given us. The desire to receive is a gift. The power of desire to receive is a gift God has given us. Because if I didn't have this desire to receive of saying to God, give me, give me, give me, because I know receiving brings pleasure, and for sake of this ta'anug, pleasure that comes after faith, I would not want God to come to me, to my life. Very simple. God gave me energy force, desire to receive. In order to receive from Him and to enjoy, because this is the goal of the creation. Don't forget, this is the goal. But the goal of creation and tikkun, correction of creation, are two entirely different things. The goal of creation is that God to give, and I to receive and have pleasure. Because God wants to share. wants to give his goodness. That's his goal, is to create a receiver, to take everything godly, to enjoy. When you understand something, don't you enjoy? Where that pleasure comes? When you achieve something, that's true that you work and you have toil. But where the pleasure comes? And the interesting part is not if you touch something and you receive pleasure, your hand enjoys. The totality of your body enjoys. It's not a part of you that does not participate in the pleasure. However, we said to receive this goodness so continuously, so plenty, has one problem with it called busha, shame, called bread of shame. Some of us, we are chutzpah. We are, you know what chutzpah is. Chutzpah is like the son to the father. We have nervy. I mean, we say, okay, dad, key. What do you mean key? Give me the key. I need the key to the car tonight. Dad, give me the wallet. Dad, I expect him to give me a credit card. Why? Because he's my dad. His business is to give, and my business is to get. And I do absolutely no understanding for the penny that I spent from my father's pocket, how much he has worked for it. I don't have no idea. Now, those points, please take point by point. However, always I come to a point that I feel ashamed now to go to my father and say, Dad, give me more. We have the chutzpah and we do it, but there is a point. If still we kept a little bit innocence, because when we lose totally the innocence and we don't have shame, we go totally wrong place if we don't have shame. So the shame is as well God-given, natural given to us in order to be able to control this give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Don't forget when the baby comes, you put a finger into his hand and the baby grabs it. The nature is give me. And God wants me. And for 13 or 10 years, as the case may be, for ladies 10 years, for gentlemen 13 years, this energy force of Ratzon Lekabel, desire to receive for oneself alone, is kicking in me, and he's the boss, and he's the king, and running the totality of the show. My bone, my skin, my eyes, my ears, my senses, my emotions are all... That's what it does to you. Disconnects you. It's for what? Just to have fun. No, it's good. Just to have pleasure. Is there anything we do if we don't calculate how much pleasure in it? I just want to bring you into a picture. So God said, look, I'm going to give you a tikkun of olam. I give you the correction for this busha, for this shame. So you feel one with me. You earn your kip. You be a partner with me. We be one relation. I want you. I want you to receive it, but I want you to receive it and feel good about it. Not to feel that, I mean, what's the use of me? Everything is God is giving. Let me give you a thought. And unfortunately, this is a very immature thought. Anyway, we're going to die. At the end, we're going to die. Guaranteed. Why should I not enjoy myself? If I die, I'm not here. Why not? That's a very strong, yet immature thought. Because I totally neglect what is really a purpose of life. It's for me to enjoy myself. Who gave me that idea? Where did I get this idea? Who taught me this idea? That the purpose of life is for me to enjoy every opportunity, whichever way possible, including if I enjoy eating, eat so much and go vomit and eat more because I want to enjoy eating. It's a reality. It was a period in mankind's history. It's called Hellenism. This was acceptable. Anything was acceptable as long as it gave you pleasure. The excuse, I'm going to die anyway. Why not? Now, what is maturity? We explained last week. Is when I start to lose the habits of my childhood. That's when I start to become mature. We have 70 years old man or woman that still they are kids. Behave like kids. Attack like kids. The character is like a kid. Hasn't matured up. We have seen it. We've seen it all the time. So maturity, it's a big deal. It's not easy. Because I have to change. As a matter of fact, it dictates to me to change my nature. And I want to discuss this change of nature. Who in this room have not earned money? Baruch Hashem. Every one of you have earned money. This is a repeat for you. This is so important and so much related to the parasha of this week. This idea is so powerful. My opinion, Zohar's opinion, Arya Kadosh's opinion, that after so many years it moved me. It baffled me, brought me to a world of awe. And it goes as follows. Asks you a question. For you to earn money, did you accept to go through painful work? Did you go to work, get up early in the morning, sometimes had to work 16 hours? Sometimes you didn't honestly want to work, but you were forced to work because if you didn't work, you would get fired. You would not earn the money. So the question rises from Zohar and asks, why do you go to work if it is so painful? And sometimes you have to be little. I mean, if you want to go first to work, if you don't have an experience, they make you a gopher. If you go to a restaurant, they make you a busboy. Give you dishes and bathroom to clean. Come on. And I see, in order for me to earn a little bit money, I have to accept belittling. I have to work out my body. I have to sweat. I have to work out my mind. I have to really have pain all over. And still I gotta push. And I cannot give up. And usually we don't like our work. But we need to make money. Why do we need to make money? Because the world dictates today that anything you want, any pleasure you want, you got to pay for it. And I go to work only for one purpose, to satisfy my pleasures. If anybody here disagrees with me, tell me. If there is an idea or a point in your life that you earned money because you did not want to satisfy your pleasure. You won't find it. Where? You don't enjoy it? Look, don't eat for a week. I give you a dry bone piece of bread. You will eat it and enjoy it. Bone dried. But let's stay with the truth. Let's, we know we are not that young. In any case. So I go through a tremendous amount of toil. I go tremendous amount of pain in order to gain money. and enjoy myself. Now, God has a supermarket, a big supermarket, includes the Home Depot and the Lewis and Ralph's and everybody. Anything, any pleasure you want, God has it in his supermarket. And at the door gives you a credit card, unlimited. Doesn't give you only $500 or $5,000. It gives you unlimited credit. You can go and get anything you want from his supermarket. And then it comes and it tells you the following. No problem. Use your credit. Enjoy all the pleasures in the world. But if you know it or you don't know it, you're going to pay for it in full. There is nothing given for free. Accept that, know that, and remember that. There is nothing out of the supermarket of God called the world that you can take for free. That means in order to enjoy it, you have to go earn money and then buy something from God with credit. If you earn the money, that doesn't entitle you to enjoy it the way you want it. In that, we don't have free will. So God tells you, oh, I see now. You are capable to suffer because you see the money at the end. Because you want to satisfy your pleasure. You really can give up your life and time and sacrifice yourself in order to enjoy yourself. Isn't that true? Why, yes. And why, yes. I tell you, because I die, I might have as well enjoy myself. Or not. To enjoy myself? So I'm talking about enjoying myself. Very logical. Tell me, for the breath that you are taking in, are you paying for it? Who's paying for it? For the life that you have in you and the beauty that is in the force that is within you, do you pay for it? Who pays for it? Really, all the pleasures that I am using with the money, this money that you are earning by working is not good in God's bank. Only under certain conditions. And this is what we want to discuss, because God comes and tells you, I gave you desire to receive, to go for pleasure. I gave it to you as a present, as part of your nature. That's your nature. I gave it to you in order to enjoy and want to enjoy. Because if you don't enjoy, if you never have a steak, are you going to miss a steak? So for 13 years or 10 years, as the case may be, God gave me the possibility of really enjoy myself in whichever way possible. To know what pleasure is. If I don't know what pleasure is, I won't go after it. So God gave me a free hand. I said, now I know that you are 20, 30 years old. You working hard from morning to night in order to earn money to have a good car, to have a good home, to have a good position, to have kavod and respect in the society, to have the most comfortable of everything. Don't you make for yourself a comfort zone in totality with the money that you earn? So you are capable to do it. Now you know what I want from you? I want you to take all that effort that you put to satisfy, earn money, and to satisfy your pleasures, put it to do my work. Do in studying my Torah, and do the mitzvot that I give you. Don't you think I'm God? Do you believe I am God? Is there a God? Is he running the show? Is he really God? And if he is, tells you, that effort, that sacrifice that you have, that you go through all the barriers in order to satisfy yourself, that force, put it in my direction for coming closer to me. God says, how that's possible? I know today I work. At the end of the night, they gave me here is $100 for your work. You are a good taker. But God, if I go after your work, do your mitzvah, study your book, who's going to pay me? He says, listen, if you're really a tzaddik, a righteous man, I really don't pay you in this world. I pay you in the next world. And God says, the vessel asked God, he says, what is the next world? He says, the world of emunah, faith. He says, how can I get to this world of faith? He says, I want you to go study and acquire knowledge. Acquire knowledge about the physics, understand physics, chemistry, biology, geography, history, psychology. Understand, become knowledgeable. Der Heretz, everything you have to learn. I want you to be very strong in your education. So then you will know about the world of physical world, the nature. And then I want you to go study the Torah with all that power that you have to become a doctor, to become an engineer, to become a good in whatever you want to be good. Now I want you to be good in Torah. Studying the Torah. For what purpose? He says, for the following purpose. What I am really telling you that give me all the toil and all the effort in doing my work is that when in your work, whichever your work is, if you are a plumber, garbage collector, engineer, doctor, whatever you are, go to work. Go for purpose of making money. But take my Torah, take me with you to your work. That means everything that you do, you check against checklist of Torah. Is this what I am going to do? What I am going to say? What I am going to feel? Going to bring me closer to God? Is this makes God happy or not happy? If your logic and knowledge says, look, do it, it is to your benefit, you're going to die anyway. Enjoy it. You cancel that? You cancel it? And you do the God's way. And that's very hard. That requires tremendous amount of willpower. You know how much we are worth? Each one of us, how much really worth? How much willpower we have? Check it out. Check yourself out. See how much willpower you have. That's how much rich you are. Because if you don't have willpower, you're worth, even if you're a multimillionaire, worth not a penny. Not a penny! So the whole thing is the willpower, the ratzon that you have. And I'm going to take you from this point and bring you here. Because today we are studying what is the structure, the building block of a thought. If you don't know how to build your thought, if you don't know which direction to take the thought, and God said, until you don't start from the world of faith, emunah, you will never reach emet, truth. If there is a little bit kilkul, wrong in your emunah or your faith or your thought, you will never receive and make yourself a foundation of a truth. Anything you build, and it is not on truth, it will for sure will not bear good fruits. Guaranteed. Now, because time changes, time is illusion, the world is illusion. If I don't base myself on truth, I will get bamboozled, I will get lost, and I will die half empty stomach. That means all the pleasures that I think I enjoyed in my life, open your hand and show me one. You don't remember none of them. 72 hours we forget. All these pleasures of physical world. But as long as we go through a toil and bring a child, and the child is the fruit of my life, but still nothing. I don't still enjoy it. Still pain. To the end, the child is pain. But the child goes get married and brings a child. And that's the third generation to me. And I see the two are successful. That's the only time I start to enjoy the fruit of my labor. That's only time I see the truth that I never realized. Now, the vessel goes to God, the Creator, and said, Creator, what you are asking is impossible. You gave me desire to receive ratzon lekabel atzmi. That's to satisfy myself, to go after pleasure. Now you're telling me to change it totally. From ratzon lekabel, from desire to receive for oneself alone, to make a desire to be a cause. And cause of what? To make you happy. That means give up your happiness. And that effort that you put to make yourself happy, put in making God happy. And if you don't do it, every time you skip and you say, no, God, you know, you see, thank you very much. Today is my day off. You go, I want to enjoy myself. You literally tell God, God, you know what? I don't want you to enjoy. As a matter of fact, I don't feel like giving it to you. Ask yourself, how much of a guts you have to say that specifically to God. And let's see with which chutzpah you can go back to God and say, you know, by the guy, God, what I told you yesterday was, I couldn't help it. Today, give me, please. I'm all ready for you. You can't. This is wishy-washy system. So God comes and says to a vessel, to man, says, you think this is really impossible? He says, this is the secret of Teumim, the twins, Sivan, the months of, the third month of Hebrew calendar. It's twins in one single womb. They're twins. They are dual. Really, twin is saying the following. There is a duality now. Originally was in one single impulse. The impulse through the process of force energy of Taurus became sensation. And through the process of Taurus, this sensation converted and became what? A beginning of a thought. That's why the mota, the word that is the umim, the twins uses, the sign of twin uses is, I think. He's the thinker. Today here, and tomorrow gone. Exactly like a thought. 1 minute is there, another minute is gone. Interior wind, exterior wind. It's like moving everywhere. It's not settles anywhere. As a matter of fact, you cannot get this sign of Teumim to stick around, to stay around for a second. Today one character, tomorrow another character. Has a big closet. Very powerful. A good thinker, because I think. And the thinking starts because the mother was an impulse and the father was a sensation. So now we know that the thought has a mother and a father. The father is an impulse, the mother is a sensation. But we know that these two energies do not exist in this world. This impulse comes from a world called Emunah. First, let's solve that problem. How do I get to this world called Emunah? We said you go study this world. You go study of the Shamayim, of the Torah. And every time that you get your word, your logic against the logic of Torah, you go by logic of who? Torah. That means you go above your own knowledge. That means you cancel your own knowledge and you take the knowledge of God. That's the only way to get to the world of faith. As long as you stay with your knowledge, no matter how smart you are, how genius you are, what IQ you have, 275 or whatever, still you're missing it. Still you use 5%. You're missing 95% of it. So what? You want to really build on 5% truth? The only way that I can go and control my thoughts and control the seed level, control my pleasure, control my will, is to tap into emunah, to the faith, to go above it. And that's what Abraham did. That's what Isaac did. And that's what Yaakov, Tiferet, Sivan, the energy. Sign of Tuin is inwardly. That means within is the sign of our consciousness. As soon as I start to think, that's when I become conscious. Prior to that, I am at mercy of the force. Only when become conscious, I start to live. And exactly when I started to think, that's the month that God gave the Torah. I said, now you are conscious? That consciousness is like a dog that doesn't have owner. Can you control your thought, really? Travel so fast. Takes you to places that you can't control. If you don't frame it, if you don't put boundaries, and all of us, this nature of us tells us boundaries, constraint, restriction, that you're limiting me. But we already understand by limiting myself, the paradox of this existence is I free myself. If I don't bind myself to a rule and principles, only chaos will prevail. Only law. The law. But what law? My law? The law that whatever I want, I say. Whatever I want, I write. Whatever I want, I say. And when I want, I kill. And when I want, I rape. And when I want, I steal in name of God? And such energy is plenty in this world. Look outside. I don't want to be part of it. Is it possible to live in this world and not be really part and be protected? Yes. When you're truly, honestly connected to a world called Emunah. That's not a wishy-washy place. It requires heart, giving, mind, giving totally to submission of a rule and a law. And as soon as you're able to implement this rule and law, you can tap into the world of faith and therefore tap into the world of willpower. That willpower is not given to you for free. Many, many things we want in our life. Many wishes, many hopes. Thoughts that we sit down and hours we plan. But when it comes to execution, it's worthless. Worthless. So the vessel sees all these things, the man sees the whole problem, goes to God, says, God, what you're asking is impossible, it's very difficult. He says, you remember which month I gave you the Torah? And he says, yeah, you gave me Sivan. He says, what's the sign of Sivan? He says, Taumim. What is Taumim? It's two twins. His two hands are twins. Hello? Our hands are twins? Come on, it's my hand. They're a little bit different. Did you find two twins that exactly 100% are the same? No, they are twins. As a matter of fact, exterior, the sign of the Umim, the sign of the twins, represents the two hands. By nature, majority. No, I have to say shalom. אני רוצה.
לא רציתי להפריע.
ברוך הבא. תודה רבה. Excuse me. It was a flare of emotion. Twin, two hands. By nature, usually, I know there are some left-handed and there are some right-handed. Correct? No problem. There is nothing biologically wrong. Spirituality, there might be something to adjust. But usually we say the hand, the right hand of God is Yada Gadol, is the Chesed, is doing good. That's why the right hand, naturally. And we are talking about, we'll discuss other cases. But naturally the right hand takes the responsibility without anybody tell the right hand, go to work, go to do the things, and takes the responsibility to work. What are the left hand does? I mean, really. That's exactly what he does. Tags along. Comes for the pleasure. The right hand does the work. The left hand sometimes participates. But the major work is the right hand. I want to share something with you. And already they done it in the laboratories. Psychiatrists, psychologists, they all work. When your right hand becomes enabled, who takes over? The left hand. And believe it or not, the left hand starts doing things that never did before. And I first insist, and it's clumsy, but then some energy is there that gives to the left hand runs, and usually they found out that this left hand becomes by far better than the right hand. By far. That means the nature that was in a comfort zone, have fun, you know what? Listen, I'm going to die anyway. Do I need really my firstborn right? That's what Esau said. Esau was the firstborn of Isaac. There was a time that Esau says, the Midrash says, sometimes, Melody, you got to be kind of a quick on those things. Yes. It's my fault. You're right. I accept. No, seriously. But still, I love you a lot. Just you being here gives me a power and energy. Now, the right hand takes it because it is chesed, and chesed is ratzon lahashpia, is to do good, and goes to the effort. But when it becomes unable, the left hand, the gevura, takes over. And does very, very well, even though that is clumsy, doesn't have the whole power that the right hand has, but still will learn to teach itself the trade, to do as good and better than the right. So God says, look, it is possible. Something that totally was immature to become mature. The left hand that was totally immature and stick to the rule of, look, serve me, give me, give me, give me. Because with the left we take, with the right we give. Can come out of that attitude by law of nature and learn to change its nature. So my dear people, right now at this moment I look and say, God, what you want me is every time I enjoy myself, I have to check it out if you enjoy or not. And in case I see you don't enjoy, I cancel myself. And I convert the effort and energy for your sake. It's possible to teach a nature that it is made to receive and to be changed, to be desire, to be, to share, to be a cause, to do good, to do godly, to follow the correct way of life. At first, it's very difficult, impossible. But understand, if a thought doesn't start in the world of emunah, in the world of faith, it is practically impossible to bring it to the emet. I want you, prior to going in depth of our lesson, this was an introduction, to go and understand in depth, to understand the story of twin of Torah. There is one twin specifically in Torah, called Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov energy is the one that followed the rule of God. Esav was the one that went, one day that he came back after hunting or stealing or killing, saw that Jacob is making a soup. Lentil soup. And there is a reason for lentil. Lentil is one that doesn't have mouth. If you look at lentil, lentil doesn't have a mouth. It's very important. He was especially making that soup. That soup was the day that Abraham died. Because he wanted to invite people, feed people for sake of Abraham, he made that soup. Esav comes and says to Jacob, give me some of this soup. He said, no, this is mine. He said, look, if you don't give me this soup, I'll die. Jacob is the man of God. Esav is the one who says, I'm going to die in this world anyway, so I might as well enjoy myself. So Jacob says, you know, you are firstborn. And we discussed last week the firstborn business. You think you are a firstborn? He says, yeah. He says, okay, you sell me your firstborn, I'm going to give you soup. Good deal. And Esav turns around and says, I'm going to die anyway in this world, so I might as well give you the right of the firstborn. And he gives up the right of firstborn. Jacob gets it square and fair. What that means? That for sake of continuity, living, life, the Yetzer Hara, this animal that within me that says, give me, me, myself, we are the best partners. That is ready to sell his own birth. For sake of life. That's the energy that the Yetzer HaTov has that Yetzer Hara doesn't have. Remember that. That means when it comes to the time for me to choose the way of God or the way of me, the day that I am able to go above my knowledge and cancel myself for sake of godness. That's the day that I have tapped into the world of faith. I have achieved to receive totality pleasure, including to be the firstborn. And second of all, not having this world, but having the next world too. That means total continuity. Total continuity. Why we don't want to go the way of God? Why we don't want to make all our life the mitzvot of God? For one very good reason. I say, God, I go to work. At the end of the day, they give me $100. I do your mitzvah. At the end of the mitzvah, what do you give me? And God tells me. I want to know two things to check in you. How much faith and how much emet is in you. Faith and truth are two opposites. They're not the same. They're totally two opposites. And I'm going to teach you why it is two opposites. This world, originally, those people who know physics a little bit, started with electromagnetism. That was the beginning energy that came into the creation. Electromagnetism started electricity. Then it became a circle. Electricity creates electromagnetism. Electromagnetism creates electricity. First came proton, desire to share, to give. Then came electron, desire to receive. Look into electricity. There is two columns. One cord, if you touch it, nothing happens. Because it's desire to give. So if you hold on to it, it's giving you. But the other one, as soon as you touch, what it does to you? It takes you. It gets you. And it doesn't let you go. And even if you want to shake it off, it won't let you go. That's desire to receive. So this energy is real, exists. There's the right hand and the left hand. The umim, the twin, is the energy to be able to balance and bring this to harmony. And it's extremely difficult. Because it says, I think. The problem is thinking. And thinking, if you don't control it, you don't hold on to your thought, and you don't know how to control this thought, it's going to take you to 7 continents without you knowing where you're going. Try. Stop your thought. 10 minutes. 5 minutes. 1 minute. 5 seconds. You're not in control. But as soon as you tap into the world of Emunah. We understood the world of Emunah. Now, let's understand more. A Jew, when prays, prior finishing his prayer, what he does? Prior starting to pray, come to the most important part called Amidah. That's where we stand in front of God and we quietly pray. We say 18 brachot. We say how great God is, how capable, how gadol, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, od, hallelujah. We say you are the best God of affection, God of compassion, God of chesed, God of mercy. I believe in every prayer they say this. What guts do I have to say who he is? Unless I know who he is. And if I don't know in my heart that God is God of compassion, God is God of mercy, God is God of chesed, God is God of gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, and if I say it, don't he to look at me that if I really honestly believe in my heart, doesn't he look at me and say, you phony? So whom are you fooling? If in your heart, honestly, you don't believe God is God, how can you pray and say you are the God of compassion? I want you to understand this energy of twins. Because we don't want to go through astrology and understand. Yeah, you know, you're twins. I know, yeah, you are windy. No, I want to know when I am at the time and the place, how I can use the energy, not abuse the energy. So it comes and tells me, this world of fakes, this world of Emunah, that I can only tap in if I go above my knowledge and I can cancel myself. And I am praying to God and say, God, I believe, I have faith you are God of mercy. I have faith that you are God of compassion and chesed and gevurah, and you are God. It's only if my heart I feel the shlemut, the completeness of God. When I feel the completeness of God, I am in the world of faith. So the world of faith called shlemut, completeness. Mother has a door under her belly. It's literally a door. This door shuts down to hold the fetus in the womb for 9 months. From Emunah to here is 9 months. Nine energy. So is the structure of thought. The seed level starts from the world of Emunah. Because every thought that we get comes from that world. If I want to control it, I have to go to that world. We know how to go to that world. That's the only world of Shelemut. And when the baby is in the womb of the mother, is the baby has all the vessels? Has a complete stomach? Really can digest food? Whom he uses when he is in the womb, or she, as the case may be, the mother. Everything the mother eats, every pleasure, is given to the fetus without any effort from the fetus. The womb is the world of faith, because there is shlemut, there is completeness. When you tap into the energy of Emunah, faith, the way we discussed it, you have the totality, you have the completeness, the way that the baby is in the womb, and there is a door that holding the baby. If the door opens up and the baby falls immaturely, what we call this baby? Premature. Remember, premature. We want maturity. We don't want prematurity. We don't want a thought that is premature. If a thought is premature and not brought to the 9 months of fruition, it's absolutely. The tenth is the action. Nine is the process of the thought to bring it to the level of Emet. Emet, Yosef. And the tenth is when you do the thought that you brought to the level of Emet and execute it. Now this lesson, I honestly beg of you to listen a few times, because this is where we go. Pinchas went through a process of, first of all, restraining itself. Gevurah. He gave up his life because he knew if he goes and kills Cosby, Ben Zimri, Ben Salul. He knew that they're going to kill him. So he gave up his life in only to execute the truth. So he restrained himself. He restricted from the pressure of life. And where did he go? He went to Netzach. He went to Moshe. Said, Moshe, look, these two guys are doing something that they are not supposed to do. And what is Moshe? He's with Bitachon. He totally connected to God and Torah. He went to Moshe. Moshe said, well, didn't you teach us the halacha? Didn't you tell us this is, should be, this person has to be killed? And Moshe turned around and told him, you brought the halacha, you brought the law, you executed. And because he executed it correctly, he took the remach. Remach is Resh Mem Chet, for those that do know Hebrew. Resh Mem Chet is 248, equal to 248 parts of our body, equal to 248 of mitzvot of Torah. He took it in his hand, the work of the Torah, and he went and executed. And what did he get at the end? He got a Yud added to his name. He was just plain Israel, he became Kohen. majority of the Kohen Gadol in Israel, they are from Pinchas. Because he absolutely submitted himself to the rules of Yitzchak, Moshe, and Yosef. Yitzchak, Moshe, and Yosef. Yosef, a name of Hay, was added to it in the Torah. And we know Yud and Hay is the beginning of his name, is the thought of the creation. The only way that I can tap into this energy is to restrict myself, to limit myself, to be able to myself to say no for a pleasure of physical world and submit to the world of God. Not that that doesn't mean that I shouldn't have a good car, good house, good clothes, good life. Absolutely not. God said every work that you do with me should be with total joy. You should enjoy your life to the fullest. This is the goal of the creation. But be worthy of it. Earn it. Do it with me. Have an affair with me. God wants to have love affair with every one of us. Simple. And he has a big love. Requires a lot of people. And still we won't do it. Let's go on. I'm going to come to you. Hold on to it. Now I met. Why is the opposite to Emunah? After I say prayers, is anybody here in the prayer when they say prayer, they don't ask God anything? You pray, you don't ask anything? Is there anybody prays and doesn't ask for something? As a matter of fact, I go pray to say, God, give me, for God's sake. You know, I'm a nice boy. I came to the shul for you. I go your way. I'm trying my best. But by the way, those are the least for today. Right. Bottom line, I say Sim Shalom Tovah Berachah Uchen V'Chesed Rachamim. That's the whole thing I want, right? That includes if I am Shalom, that means I am healthy and wealthy. I am the money and the ease, everything. And thanks God, we have good appetite. Look at the belly; shows how much appetite you have. Now, by the way, this is the belly is the, represents the Ratzon Lekabel, desire to receive. The one who made six packs physically has the six, the vav ready. And we know that you don't get six pack that easily. So, here comes, he says, you come to God, I say, God, I need refuah, I need health, I need wealth, I need good children, I need good life, I need it all. He says, when you are praying, is your heart broken? Or still you think you are somebody. There are three kinds of prayers in Judaism. One, the prayer that Moshe Rabbeinu told us, called Tefillah le Moshe. There is a prayer King David gave us, and Tefillah le David. And there is a Tefillah called Tefillah Ani. Ani im Ein. Ein nun yud. That means poor. You know what? I'm very poor. That means, God, my heart is broken. By the way, in the Zohar HaKadosh says that when there is somebody reads the Tefillah of Moshe, the Tefillah goes up because it's Moshe. Tefillah shel David, David HaMelech goes up. But they don't get in. They have to wait till Tefillah La'ani comes. Only Tefillah La'ani opens the door, can take all the Tefillot inside. That means if you break, don't break your heart. If you really don't feel you need, if you really don't feel you are ani, you are poor. Not enough godliness in you. There is not enough compassion in you. There is not enough good health in you. There is no power in you. There is no will in you. You are poor of everything. Total heartbroken. What are you going to ask God? What are you going to ask? God says, what you in your heart, you don't feel none of the above. You're asking me, you think you're somebody. What are you asking me? You and your ego, you are in here for all the pleasures. Why you came to make hanky-panky with me? You want to be preaky-preaky with me? I know what's going on in your heart. Your heart is not broken. Still you are proud of yourself. Still you think you are somebody. What are you praying for me? You think, I don't know what's going on in your heart? Oh boy. In one thought, the top of the trip, I have totally believed that I am completely happy that God is really the word of compassion. My life, everything in my life that I have is good and complete and totality and shlimut. And the other end, the emet, I have to have a broken heart. So we see in the world of emunah there is shlemut, there is completeness. Oh yeah, real ani. Here we go. Just a moment. I go to ask, he says, God, I want peace in my life. Simple. Everybody wants peace in their life. Do I honestly feel I miss peace in my life? And when I honestly feel there is no peace in my life, is my heart broken? Exactly. God wants you to be there honestly. What is honestly be'emet? That means be'emet if you feel you are missing peace in your life. Be'emet you need the good health. Be'emet you want His help. Be'emet you want Him into your life. It's only when your heart is broken. Because life comes out of broken heart. Not a heart that is hurt. Baba, it's your responsibility. You created me and I'm going to die anyway, so give it to me. It says, from one side, accept the fact in the beginning of your mind that everything God gives you is totality good and complete. You're not missing anything. And yet the other end, and that's emunah. That means have faith that everything in your life is good and complete. But yet to the other come the part, end of it, that you are poor and your heart is broken. You haven't matured yet. You are still stuck with your childish desire of me. Let me have it first and enjoy it most. How can I do it best? This attitude I see that two opposites in one thing. One end is completeness, shlimut, and one emet is chisaron, is missing. Why God this put these two in within me? God, yes, that's the right way. But they are two opposites. They are two opposites. Why God put such a two opposites within me? To teach me that the other one can learn exactly the ways of the right one. That means the Yetzer Hara can learn the Yetzer HaTov. That means this desire to receive for oneself alone can learn and change to become desire to share for sake of making my Creator happy. Yes, please. No. However, the whole deal, now that you went to this department, I don't want to make it complicated. Esav is, if you take Tameh, the word Tameh, which is 49, and multiply it by 6, plus 1 Yudkei Vavkei, Esav took 1 bracha from Yitzchak. Yaakov took 6 bracha from Esav. From his father. In Esav there is the nitzutzim, the sparks of holiness. Esav is the secret of the mouth of a Jew. Why they tell us no lashon hara? Why they say don't say wrong things from your mouth? Don't use the words in a foul way. Because that's the power of Esav. God was going to give the Torah of Baal Peh to Esav and Bichtav to Yaakov. He sold the right of his right to Esav. Yaakov has the both Torah, the Baal Peh and Bichtav. That's why Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Balanes, all the Gadolim, Anklus was not a Jew. Rabbi Akiva was not a Jew. He was a Ger. Balanes was not a Jew. He was a Ger. They all came from Esav. They all came from Esav. That means how? The Jews became so strong in the Torah that when a spark saw the truth, even though that was within the Klippah, the shell of Esav, they came toward the truth and they broke the Klippah of Esav. Esav has tremendous amount of energy. The power of speech is a strong power. Brought the World War II. The war of World War II was only because of a speech. Speech moved. Tremendous amount of energy. And that's Esav. That's the power of Esav. And that's why Yaakov, the Torah, the energy of Yaakov that we're going to learn, the energy of Torah and the action of the mitzvot of the Torah gives me to take the totality of the energy, not only Olam Haba, as well as this world. That's a shortcut to answer your question. Satisfied? At the meantime. Yes, please. Build the vessel. I really see the need of it. The tzorech. But you know, no, okay. When do you start to really pray? In depth praying. Not acting like praying. Praying. When you mature, when you start to mature, you know what is pain, you know what's a good health, you went already to university, you went to school, you realize that heart is important, that the kidneys and the liver and every part of me, I'm not going to give up one finger for another finger. I want to have two fingers. I'm not ready to give up. They tell me, okay, if you have to cut one finger, which one are you ready to cut? That's a stupid question, neither. I don't want to play the game. And we fall for it and we play a game. Now, understand? Emet is when my heart is broken and I feel the lack. I feel the lack. Emunah is when I feel sameach b'chelko, that I am totally happy with all the completeness that God has given me. With that energy, I praise Him. And with this energy, I ask. And both I have to balance within myself. Opposite, but I have to balance myself within myself. That is the power energy of Tomim. That's the twins. And that's very difficult. That's why they're so capable to move. Today here, tomorrow gone. Eh? Oh yeah, because... Oh, they do. We will understand of this more and more and more. It is the opposite sign of Teumim is Sagittarius. And we know who is the Sagittarius, is the animal that now is the man. The back is the animal, the front is the man. And he's taking the bow and he wants to shoot his future. That means Teumim today was Sagittarius. He didn't shoot right. Now he is here to learn. But we're going to know it's a very important energy. It's the most important energy in the totality of Mazalot. There is nobody that is the spirit of this energy. This is the mover. This is the sinker. This is the bone of everything else to come. That's why it's the opposite of man and divine. The Esav and the Jacob within me. Two opposite forces. Two ends. The Emunah and Emet. And that's why the first one is Abraham. Yitzchak, the third one is Yaakov. He says, 10 Emet LeYaakov. Yaakov gave Katonet Pasim. He made a special overcoat for him and gave it to whom? To Yosef. That's why the Emet that Yaakov earned has to end up in Yosef. That's why we read in the Parasha El Toldot Yaakov Yosef. That means most important that is I connect this to this energy through faith. Now, we know that Taros was the energy that forced you, forces us to make judgment. It's inevitable. We lack, we are full of lack, we need. I need to breathe, I need to eat, I need to live, I need to enjoy, I need! This lack is within us. And this lack forces me to judge. Forces me to judge. But prior me to judge, I have to think. But in thinking, one thing is most important. And remember the word, lahavdil, havdalah. That means to differentiate between good and bad. And the work of Teumim. And that's why God gave him the Torah. That man said, look, in order for you to be able to differentiate between good and bad, to balance it out, you need tremendous amount of help. The wind cannot stay in one place. It's continuously, if you want to close him, it's not anymore wind. So it fights with tooth and nail to have that freedom. But when you don't have a freedom, you don't have a place. And when you don't have place, the instability of the whole thing disturbs you tremendously. There's only one way. Connect yourself to the physical world or to the spiritual world. That's why the Teumim becomes a spiritual. They fly. They capture everything. They become full of love. They have so much love to give. It's unlimited. But as soon as they become selfish, they become tricky, lawyer, liar. Well, I'm gonna really give all the negative points and positive points. Up till now, I withheld it because we shouldn't judge. True that we are forced to judge, but for me to judge and differentiate between good and bad requires tremendous amount of learning and tremendous amount of willpower. That willpower only is achievable and reachable if I only go to the world of Emunah. Until such a time I do not tap in the world of Emunah, my willpower will be slowly will be taken away from me till the moment that I do not have the will to live, and that's the time I die. That willpower diminishes and it has to be nourished. If we don't nourish, we will never learn how not to die. Because we wanted to learn death by eating the fruit. Now we have to learn not to die. And the only way that I can tap into the energy that I see immortality, the time that I nourish my willpower. And that's the only way that I tap into the world of Emunah. Any question?
I want to know how Yaka sees that cloth.
That?
The cloth.
No, the cloth.
The cloth of Emunah.
Right, the cloth.
How did he get that?
It's called Katonet pasim. Pasim is lines, stripes. Those are stripes. Lines. Yaakov, when he made this cloak, cloak is what? It's the overall that you put over you. That's how you see first. That is a cloak of Emet. Yaakov earned it when he became Israel, when he had the war, the fight with the Malach. That means with his own, and he totally captured his Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination. When he captured it, God called him Israel. And when he became Israel, he will knew the Emet now, what Emet is. What is the? He went the way. He knew what is the way. He knew how to reach from Emunah, because that's where he starts, to reach Emet. When he understood it, he gave it to Yosef, because Yosef was the king on all the brothers. And Yosef was the sharer. Yosef is the foundation. Otherwise, a thought alone is not worth a penny.
So the coat was just a manifestation of the
event. Exactly. Okay. Don't forget, the first three, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they are avot, they are forefathers. Moshe, Aharon, Yosef are banim, the children. They are two distinct, different energy, though connected, like the Magen David. One triangle is pointing down earth, one triangle pointing down above, and when they come together, they create the Malchut of David. It's fascinating. It is fascinating. I want to tell you, by you coming here, you do the following mitzvot. The highest level of mitzvah that you do, it says, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. That means listen. Listen to what? To the word of Torah. So you came here and you listen Torah. That's one big mitzvah. He says, Go b'shuvcha b'kumcha b'lechtecha. That means when you're going, go and study Torah. You did that one. You got up from the home. You left the television. You left the internet. You left your personal pleasures. And made your pleasure to listen to Torah. That's another mitzvah you did. And the zuchut of these two mitzvahs. And these two is the totality of really enclosing the whole mitzvot. If last week you listened to me, because last week I asked every one of you a personal request. Pick up one mitzvah that you didn't do up till now. Make it part of your life. If you put the toil and effort that coming here to this class, and you listen to what you listen, and I hope you will repeat what we discussed, because we covered quite a bit, quite a lot. And if you honestly want to understand the energy of Mazalot, the signs, and how really things move, because when you are in the month of Paros or Aries or whatever, if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know what's going on right now, if you don't understand what 17 of Tammuz is, you are at mercy of not knowing. What you know helps you in your life. What hurts you? What you don't know. Knowing that there is an energy, there is sign, there is the moon, there is the sun, and each one of them affecting daily your life. And by being aware, and by being on, you can make difference. Whenever Tuesday finishes, get one more step closer to the best, called Shabbat. If you don't empty out, you'll never have a chance to fill up. Get yourself empty. Don't be stubborn. pick up one mitzvah, one good deed, and say, I do it for sake of I want to tap into the world to rejuvenate and increase my worth. And my worth is my willpower. And you cannot do it without God. Shalom. Very quiet today.